develop an attitude of gratitude, and give thanks for everything that happens to you, knowing that every step forward is a step towards achieving something bigger and better than your current situation.
You're listening to Thrive by Design, business, marketing, and lifestyle strategies for your jewelry brand to flourish and thrive. Let's get started.
Well, hello there. This is Tracy Matthews from Flourish and Thrive Academy, and I just want to say welcome, welcome to the Thrive by Design podcast, episode number 12. I am super excited to be here today because it's one of my favorite days of the year, which is Thanksgiving Day. And I am really excited today to be talking about having an attitude of gratitude. So we're going to have a little attitude of gratitude fest today. I hope that's cool with you all. Before I get started, I want to welcome you to the podcast. If you're listening for the first time, I'm so happy to have you here. And if you're coming back for the second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, 12th time, welcome back. I'm so happy to have you listening again. Producing and creating this podcast has been a huge labor of love for me. So when Robin and I set out to found Flourish and Thrive Academy, our biggest mission was to create an amazing community of jewelry designers and makers. And now our big vision is to become the premier online resource for jewelry business education so that all the designers and makers out there can flourish and thrive. It's very exciting for us. So I wanted to say thank you for showing up and listening to the podcast and just being a flat out, awesome part of our community. If you're a designer or maker, make sure that you come check us out over at flourishthriveacademy.com. Plus, at the end of this podcast, I'm going to mention a super sweet Thanksgiving gift for you because I am so grateful to have you here listening. Some of you may or may not know that for many years, I taught group and private yoga classes. So that's why I'm really, really excited to be talking about gratitude, because that was often one of the themes for my yoga class. In fact, both Robin and myself are certified yoga instructors. I think Robin used to teach a while ago. And for those of you who don't know who I'm talking about, Robin is my co-founder over at Flourish and Thrive Academy. You should check out some of the awesome sales podcasts that we've done together. Super awesome. Anyway, when I was teaching yoga classes, I like to start my classes with some sort of Dharma talk or some bring in a quote or some sort of thoughtful talk at the beginning, just so that we could ground ourselves and meditate on a specific topic. So one of my favorite things to talk about, of course, was gratitude, because I think it's a really important place to be moving from throughout life. So I was digging up through some of my old yoga quotes, and I found this one that was like in my phone notes because I had a big file of yoga quotes in my phone. I should share them all with you guys. And it was this quote that came up from Brian Tracy. And he is just a really amazing, inspirational leader. Super cool. And this quote goes, "Develop an attitude of gratitude and give thanks for everything that happens to you, knowing that every step forward is a step towards achieving something bigger and better than your current situation." So Brian Tracy is one of the founders of Hay House, which is a publishing company that's dedicated to self-empowerment, self-improvement, affirmation, and really moving from this space of gratitude. I always loved hearing this quote from Brian Tracy because it really defines how gratitude can affect everything in your life. Every triumph that you have, every challenge that you have, every big belly flop failure that you have. If you can be grateful for those experiences and learn the lesson, you have so much more to move through life with and so much more groundwork to be able to really move from the space of a positive mindset. So another reason why I really love this quote is that every situation, every circumstance, everything we encounter gives us an opportunity to learn and discover more about ourselves. Now, I'm just going to share a personal story here with you. For those of you who don't know, I had a wholesale business for a long time. I started my first business full-time in 1998. I was doing that business part-time for many, many years. I was just selling on the side to a few galleries and a couple of retail stores that were local. And then I went full-time in 1998, started selling in stores, built that business to almost $1 million in sales. I worked really hard for what felt like my entire lifetime on that business at the time. And after about 8 or 9 years, the economy started to falter a little bit. And I had some challenges in my business because I didn't set it up the right way from the beginning. And, you know, it's easy to wing it as you're going along, but as your business starts to grow and get bigger, when it's not set up with the systematized processes that are set up from the beginning, and you don't know what you don't know, it can cause this sort of like ripple effect down the road. So basically, that's what happened to me. Long story short, my business failed in 2009, and I decided to close the doors on that business and start over. So one of the things that I did during this process of sort of death and renewal in yoga, it's the figure Kali that is sort of this death and destruction card. And you see these beautiful images of Kali kind of coming out of the fire because she's like reborn or renewed. One of the most amazing things about that experience, which I could think of as one of the worst experiences of my life, but I've changed my mindset about that because I really believe it's one of the best experiences that I ever had in my life, because I used it as a tool to discover more about myself and to learn from. And what came out of that business was a highly successful second business where I'm designing custom jewelry now. If I ever decide to go back into the wholesale industry and sell my jewelry to stores, I know so much, and I'm 100% confident that my business would succeed this time. I had a lot of success for many years, but I know that now I know what I didn't know then when I was first starting out, and I'd be able to easily set a strong foundation for a solid wholesale business. And then beyond that, I learned so much about running a jewelry business that it was the impetus for starting Flourish and Thrive Academy. So for me, that huge business belly flop that put me through financial ruin basically for a couple years and really huge struggle emotionally, led to this whole bigger thing, which really I feel like is my life purpose. So I wanted to share that story with you because I think it's a really powerful story about how any situation in life, if we approach it from a perspective of being grateful for the experience, can lead to something so much bigger than ourselves. And I think that's the perfect thing to be talking about on Thanksgiving Day here in the United States. So thanks for listening today. It's exciting to have you here. So in remembering, one other thing I wanted to mention, and in remembering what's working and going well in our lives, we're able to really shift our attention and take one step at a time towards whatever it is that we're dreaming about, or whatever it is that it's in our big picture vision. And what I mean by this is that, you know, sometimes we, you know, have struggles that we're dealing with on a day-to-day basis. Maybe it's that you woke up on the wrong side of the bed. Maybe you're having real challenges like the money or the cash flow is not coming in, or you're not getting along with your spouse or your best friend, or your children are struggling, or, you know, there's a multitude of things that could be happening to any of us at any time that might cause us heartbreak or struggle or whatever. And it's really easy to stay focused on those things instead of focusing on things that are going well in our lives. So what I really challenge you to do is to remember everything that is great in your life. So I'm going to tell you a little bit more about some practices that I use to stay in a space of gratitude a little bit later in the podcast. But I really wanted to reiterate this because, you know, for those who have coached privately with me or consulted privately with me, they know that I force them, you know, they're coming to the call sometimes like really ready to talk and roll about like whatever their issues are, or whatever their challenges are in their business or their life. And I stop them for a minute and I say, hey, listen, you know, we're going to start with what's going well. That's what I want to hear right now. And I make them, even if they can barely pull it out, give me at least 5 things that are going really well in their lives. And I really push them to expand it. So I'm like, you know, if they're struggling, I'm like, what else? What else? And I learned this practice from a couple of people. I worked with a coach for a long time back when I was living in San Francisco, who I started learning this process. They called it celebrations. You know, you can call it gratitude. Mama Gina calls it brags. My coach Elizabeth, who I worked with here in New York for many years, also calls it brags. So it's, you know, different ways to talk about it, but you could think of it from the form of celebrating what's going well in your life, being grateful for what's going well in your life, and then also maybe bragging about what's going well in your life, because those are the things that shift your energy out of that negative space and keep you from going down the rabbit hole. So it's really, really important to be focused and grateful for all of the things that you have. And sometimes it's just even as simple as having like a roof over my head. Sometimes I'm sitting here in my apartment, you know, I work from home and I feel a little claustrophobic. I live in a small apartment in New York City. You know, I like my apartment. It's nice. I live in a great neighborhood in the West Village, the best neighborhood in my opinion. It's a beautiful refurnished apartment, or refurbished apartment. They just renovated it. And, you know, I have great furniture and everything, but it just sometimes it feels small, you know, to live and work from home. And I get like down on myself, you know, like I should be in a bigger apartment by now, or, you know, what am I doing in the city? Maybe I should live like, you know, in the suburbs somewhere so I could get more space. And then I remember like how awesome it is. Like I live in the West Village. I live in this beautifully renovated apartment. Thank God, thank goodness, whatever you want to say, for the fact that I have a roof over my head and I'm living and making it in one of the biggest, best cities in the world. So, you know, I remind myself of those types of things when I'm like Debbie Downer, like, ah, oh, space is too small. I want to be in a bigger apartment. You know, there's like some really amazing things about where I live, and I have an incredible apartment. I don't know what I'm ever negative about there, but you know, that's just an example. You know, there's always something good. So I wanted to talk to you a little bit today about some of the gratitude practices that I use in my daily life or that I've seen people use successfully. So maybe I don't practice all of them super regularly, but there are great practices that you can try and use in your life. So in my opinion, I sort of touched on this briefly. The most important thing that you need to start with is your mindset. Now, if you're waking up and always focusing on the negative things, you know, it's really easy to do when we're stressed and under a lot of pressure. You know, it's easy to, you know, be negative, but keeping a positive mindset is truly super key to keeping your energy high and at a level where you're going to be able to perform and do great things and achieve your goals. So a couple ways to keep your mindset like really like vibrating at a high level is to, first of all, create an affirmation practice. You can start by, you know, thinking about what it is that you want to bring in. So if you'd like to manifest, let's just say a, you know, 5 new wholesale accounts this month, you know, you could start with your affirmation. I have 5 new wholesale accounts that my dream client shops at every day of the week, or, you know, make up something that works for you. Or if you have a goal that you want to hit a certain salary level, you know, think about what that salary is. And it says, I easily and effortlessly earn, you know, $10,000 a month because my dream clients are begging, knocking on my doors to buy my work, and they will pay unlimited, or they have unlimited funds to buy whatever, everything that I design. So, you know, you can come up with an affirmation that works for you. What affirmations do is they really help shift your mindset, keeping you in a solid place. The same thing with, you know, celebrations. They change your mindset and get you focused on positive things. So whatever it is that you can do to get yourself in a space of focusing on what's going well. And for me, for many years, I've done a morning affirmation practice where I picked an affirmation and I would say it 25 times in the morning. And then I would also repeat that affirmation 25 times in the evening. You can keep it super simple. You can make it way more detailed. Totally up to you. But it works really well, especially when it's backed by action. You know, this is a little bit of a sidebar, but I do want to mention this because I'm a firm believer in this, that you can't just manifest or wish something. You have to take action towards it. But it's important to believe that whatever it is that you want is possible for you. So affirmations help with that. They help with shifting the mindset and moving you out of a space of negative thought. But they're not just going to magically appear if you don't do anything about it. So if you want to make a bigger salary, you're still going to have to go out and get the sales. But a lot of that is like really getting your internal self to that place of confidence so that you feel like you're good enough to earn the sale. Do you get what I'm saying? I hope so. All right, so the next practice that I really love, and this is something that I personally do on a daily basis, or I try to do. Sometimes I'm crazy busy in the morning and I skip it occasionally, but I try to really do this every day. It's important. And that's a daily journaling practice. So when on days where I'm really short for time, I use a journal that I really love, and I'm not an affiliate for this. It's just something that I found that I wanted to share with you, called the 5-Minute Journal. And it literally takes 5 minutes a day to write in this journal. You start the journal with writing 3 things you're grateful for, and then you write down 3 things that would make the day great, and then you write a daily affirmation about yourself or your situation that you want to manifest or create. And then at the end of the day, you write 3 things that went well that day, and then something that could have been improved. You know, I often like, and when I read back in my 5-minute journal, I often am looking at one of the things that could use improvement a lot is more sleep. Like, I don't sleep enough. So, you know, usually the thing that is lacking, like for me, more sleep or, you know, not getting enough done that I wanted to, you know, they're recurring things. So it helps become a reminder, oh, maybe I need to go to bed a little bit earlier or make sure that I'm, you know, stop watching Game of Thrones, you know, or Homeland super late at night, so I'm not all energized. Or, you know, something like that, thinking of ways that I can actually get a little bit more sleep since my body naturally wakes up very early in the morning. Or if I needed to get more done, I start looking at those days when I didn't get enough done. What was it? Was I getting distracted? Was I texting all day? Was I, you know, playing with my Italian language app? Or what was it? Was I really focusing on work? Or was I, you know, doing things that were a distraction? So think about it that way. And then on days when I have a little bit more time, I actually love those Moleskine journals. They come in beautiful colors. And I spend, I usually write about 3 pages of my journal. One page is full of a gratitude list of things that I'm grateful for, sometimes really detailed things that I'm grateful for and the reasons why. The second page generally are things that I need help with. So if I'm, you know, trying to solve a problem for a client, I might ask for help with that. Or if I'm struggling with something in my personal life, I might ask for help with that. So in a way for me, this is sort of like prayer, but you can use it however you want. What I found is that in my journaling practice, writing down what it is that I'm struggling with helps bring it into my awareness so that I can let it go and just like offer it up to the universe and let the universe or whatever you believe in take care of it. And then after I sort of write the 3 things down that I'm struggling with, I'll ask for some sort of resolution that I'd like, or ask for a miracle, or if not this, I sometimes end it with, if not this, something better, because I try to talk about what I'm struggling with, but also the desired outcome that I want. And it's good, you know, like you read back and I'm like, oh, I can't believe, you know, I'm reading back in my journal that I was like so stressed out about that so long ago. Like, look at how easy this resolution came to the forefront, you know, a couple of months later. So this really has been a useful tool for me, just about getting things out and the energy out of my body so that I'm not like feeling anxious about it. And then the final page I use to pray for someone else, a collective group of people, or something else that's going on. You know, oftentimes we have family members or friends who are struggling with something. So I'll oftentimes pray for those people or set an intention for them so that they can resolve whatever they're working on. And then finally, I wrap it up with something that I know that I'm challenged with that, you know, maybe I haven't shown up in the world in the best way, or, you know, maybe I was rude to someone and, you know, I know that I can do better on that. So I talk about something that I'm challenged with or something that I'm not doing very well and how I intend to change that. So just a little example here of something that I might do is like, maybe I'm feeling anxious because of, you know, a project's running overtime or something like that. And I notice that the reason I'm anxious is because I didn't follow up in time with my vendors because I was busy doing other things. And, you know, I noticed that maybe I blamed it on them. So that's like kind of a bigger thing, you know, whatever. And I'm not taking responsibility. So, you know, the way that I would do that is like, you know, please forgive me for being anxious. You know, I realize that I'm anxious because I did not follow up on time. I'm going to try and be more persistent and follow up on time in a timely manner so that I can deliver my products on time. You know, that's like a really related to a jewelry business. You know, obviously we have a lot of personal things that we could be praying for, and it helps to do anything that is resounding for you in the moment. So that's how I do my journaling practice. And then if I still have time, sometimes I write out affirmations on a 4th page. But that's definitely a longer practice, something that I want. So if you want to do like a short journaling practice, I highly recommend the 5-minute journal if you don't have lots of time in the morning. So I mentioned this earlier, celebrations, brags, sharing your gratitude with a friend. That's sort of the 3rd thing. And I learned this, as I mentioned, from a coach named Dave Ellis back in the day. And he was the mentor to my first business coach, Peter. So I love this concept of celebrations so much that when I started coaching, I brought it into my coaching practice because it really is such a powerful tool to snap you kind of into a space of like, yeah, well, maybe things aren't going as bad as I thought or as I'm complaining about. And it helps sort of diffuse the energy. I mean, I really do believe that we need to sit with energy at times so that we can move through it. It's not an ignoring tool, but it's also like a shifting tool to kind of move you beyond that space of going down the rabbit hole, right? Which is the next thing I wanted to talk about, going down the rabbit hole. When you start going down the rabbit hole, there's this very useful tool that I learned from Josh Pies, who is, he has these creative intelligence, or I'm getting the name wrong, creative invincibility, that's the name of it, workshops here in New York City. And he has a whole platform built around this. And I've seen Josh speak and teach a couple of times. He's a really cool dude. He mostly works with actors and creative types, so I fit right in there. And one of the tools that I've worked with him on and practiced with him on in his workshops was to notice what you're feeling, and instead of running away with it, just sit with it for a few minutes. So what we end up doing as human beings, it's, our minds are very powerful, is that we start creating a story around something. I'm curious, have you ever done that? Like you think of something that's not going right, or it could even be something that is going right, but we create this story or this fantasy around what's going to happen, like what's the worst case scenario. So, you know, sometimes when we're going down the rabbit hole, it has to do with something that's not super positive. So for instance, let's say, you know, you call the store and they didn't call you back or whatever, and you're like, oh my gosh, they hate my line, or the line didn't sell. If you already sold to them, maybe you're thinking, oh, they didn't call me back because the line didn't sell and they don't want to hear from me. Oh my God, I suck as a designer. Like, what am I going to do? No one's ever going to buy my line again. And then what's going to happen? I'm not going to make any money off my art. And then I'm going to, you know, not be able to pay my rent. And then I'm going to be homeless. And it turns into this whole elaborate thing when in fact, the real issue is that the buyer was just busy and they got your message and forgot to call you back. I mean, how many times have you forgotten to call someone back? My dad called me like 2 weeks ago, and I just remembered in this moment that I still haven't called him back. Horrible daughter. Anyway, but you know, I think our minds are very powerful. And so the point of Josh's sort of training is to say to yourself when you start going off in these crazy directions is like, I'm back. Like, it helps keep you focused. It helps keep you in the moment. It also helps diffuse some of this negative energy much more quickly, because if you just sit with it and try to not run away from it right away, sometimes it just goes away and you're not, you know, creating this drama or this big story around it. So highly recommend checking out Josh Pies and watching any videos you can on his creative invincibility workshops and his theory about just saying like, hey, I'm back. Here I am. I'm right here. Another practice that I love that's such a useful tool for helping me stay in a space of gratitude is meditation. Now, I'm not going to go in depth here. I have a pretty solid meditation practice. I try to meditate almost every morning. There are times when I get out of the habit, but I definitely notice a difference when that's happening. So what you want to do, you know, you could sit in meditation, and that can help, you know, clear any negative energy and help you stay in this space of gratitude. And then finally, doing things that really feed your soul and help take care of yourself can help you stay in this attitude of gratitude mentality. You know, when you're feeling refreshed, when you're feeling rejuvenated, when you're feeling cared for, you always feel good. So you can do things like working out, going to yoga, you know, getting a massage, or, you know, if any of that is like outside your budget or it's not really like in line with what you do, like think about some of the things that you love to do. You know, if it's to eat a delicious home-baked chocolate chip cookie, you know, maybe that's something that, you know, feeds your soul. Maybe it's, you know, for me, I love when I'm down, I love to go, I mean, I love to do this anyway at any time. I just love to go sing karaoke. It really like raises my energy. I love to sing and it's super fun. Same thing with dancing, same thing with yoga. So think about the things that you can do that really light you up and feed your soul to keep your energy up so that you're sitting in this space of gratitude. All right, so for those of you listening in the United States, I just want to say thank you so much for listening here on Thanksgiving Day. If you're listening after Thanksgiving, I hope this was still a useful lesson for you and that you're moving through every day with an attitude of gratitude. Earlier in the podcast, I mentioned a freebie that we're giving away this Thanksgiving for our community. So I thought I would share that with you guys here if you're interested in checking it out. We know that one of the struggles that a lot of jewelry designers and makers have is actually pricing their jewelry. So we created, this has nothing to really do with gratitude except that you might be grateful for getting the resource, which is kind of fun. So if you want to download that resource, it's a simple pricing cheat sheet. You can go to flourishthriveacademy.com/pricing-cheat-sheet. flourishthriveacademy.com/pricing-cheat-sheet. And if you're listening or watching this episode on Flourish and Thrive Academy on our website, you can definitely download it straight from there. So you can just go there and grab it. It'll take you right to the link where you can enter your name and email and grab that great resource. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much again for listening today. If you enjoyed the show, I would love for you to do me a huge, huge favor. Make sure you subscribe to our podcast on iTunes. Rate the show and write us a little review. We'd really, really appreciate it. I'm super excited to keep bringing you valuable content and inspiration every single week. It's Tracy Matthews of Flourish and Thrive Academy. Take care until next time.